Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Wisdom Men broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, has given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Wisdom Men broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S. W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, let us prepare for the lesson. But those of you that listen to us, hey, you know how we do this. Once again, we open up with prayer. Let us pray. And then we go into the message today. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, once again, you have opened up this door opportunity for us to assemble together, to go into the Word of God, to learn what you have for us to know, that we may be able to walk in what you have taught us and what you're teaching us now. Therefore, Lord, we humble ourselves before you to petition you that your Spirit will be with us as we take this journey once again into the Word of God. So, Father, we need light, we need understanding, we need revelation, and the true source is you. So, therefore, that's why this day we petition you for this, Lord God, that you may give us the revelation that comes through your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to open up with 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11. This will be opening slash going into the lesson scripture here. The title of the lesson today is Recognizing the Three to Be Directed. Recognizing the Three to Be Directed. Now, some of you said, well, what is this all about? Well, see, God said he would direct us, but there's something we must recognize and do in order for this to be. And so the title of this is Recognizing the Three to Be Directed. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 11 said, now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. Now here the Apostle Paul is telling us that he says Jesus directs the way. The Lord is in the directing business. I want to give you a definition from Webster. One of them of the word direct. And one of the meanings of the word direct means to regulate the activities or course of. To regulate the activities or course of. We must understand that God wants to regulate the way we go about our lives. He wants to regulate what way we need to go, the method, and all what we do. Amen. He wants to do that. It is, you know, I want to say to you, it is not a matter of what if he wants to do it. Okay. The matter is that will we allow him to do it? Because the Word of God declares to us that we can get direction from the Lord. Amen. So God wants to direct us, you know, in this life. Okay. Amen. Because he knows what's best. Now, I want to read from one of the messages the Lord sent the Elijah, Jesus did, to give us a word concerning directing us. And he says something very interesting here that I want to read to you, that many times when we are looking for direction from the Lord, we miss it. we really do miss it. And after this verse here, we're going to go into the meat or the heart of our message today. But I wanted to start off like this to get a setup for the meat of our message. Okay? The message is called the 21st message, and Jesus sent it May the 16th, 1930. He sends Elijah to give a word to his people. And this word right here concerning direction, I need you to hear what he has to say. Now, the Apostle Paul let us know that Jesus will direct you, as he spoke in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and that he would direct your way. So if you need to know how to go about doing something, the Word of God said that Jesus will direct your way. You never was born again to be left. I say it again, you was never born again to be left. God is not in the, I'm going to save you, but I'm going to leave you business, okay? If anybody leaves, it will be us leaving from him. God just don't up and leave. So God is not the type to call you into the way, get you saved, and to abandon you. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, in this 21st message, when Jesus sends the Elijah, he sends him to tell us this. Remember, the Lord wants a tried people. Therefore, your path is hard at times. But the Lord will help you and direct you as your faith will be. Hallelujah. So God said, I will direct you as your faith is present. As your faith will be. I will direct you. Now, we must understand that in such a verse as this, God said that he would direct us as our faith is. So faith has to be involved in order for God to direct us. Now, when we talk about faith, we thank God for his people that he used to write the word of God for us to, you know, to see, to study. Therefore, in doing this, when you talk about faith, the Bible defines to us, as God used Apostle Paul to tell us, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Therefore, faith is substance and evidence. Faith, which is the God kind of faith that the Apostle Paul is talking about, this God kind of faith is your proof that you have what you need. Amen? This God kind of faith, that's why he said he will direct you as your faith would be. This God kind of faith is the most essential part you need in order to get what you need from God. You have to show this faith. This faith right here comes by you hearing the word of God according to Romans 10. You hearing the word, not hearing the word of me, not hearing the word of Elijah Muhammad, not hearing the word of Buddha, but hearing the word of God. And in order for you to hear the word of God, that comes either through the preached word of God or the taught word of God. And in the teaching, it also comes in with your studying the word of God. It is amazing how that some that's professing Christians who are always too busy and don't have time to get into the word of God, who is blinded and they don't know which way to go, getting upset with God and getting mad with God, and don't know if God wants them to do this or if this is God's will for their life, when the word of God is right there in their house. See, God said you have to hear the word of God. The job of the preacher is to preach the word of God. The job of the pastor and the preacher is to teach the word of God. But they can't make you hear the word of God. You understand what I'm saying? God said, in order for us to be directed, our faith has to be. We have to walk by the faith. This God kind of faith has to be released. Well, you say, well, how do you release it, Brother Nate? Through your confession and putting action to what you believe. Amen? Hallelujah. We see from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that also it says, is the evidence of things not seen, not picked up by the senses. Okay? Faith doesn't rely upon your senses in order for you to believe. In order for it to bring things about, it rely upon what you believe, not your senses. Do you understand what I'm saying? And God is saying we'll be directed long as we're not emotionally ruled. You know, you got some people who lets their emotion rule, whatever they feel, blah, blah, blah. If you at the point where you let your emotions rule, then you're not going to get direction from God, and you definitely is not going to walk by this God faith. You understand what I'm saying? The God faith, once again, requires you believing what God says, not you feeling whether he's right, not you feeling whether he's on target or can he do this. No, not by your feeling, but by you believing it. Amen? By you believing it. Hallelujah. And he said, by you acting in that way, hallelujah, glory, God said, I can bring you direction. By you walking in this faith, you have to realize that faith is not perfect knowledge. In other words, you don't have to know a thing first before you believe God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11 that, you know, Abraham was led by God, not knowing where he was going, but he believed the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? So this direction, some of you listening today, you want direction from God in a particular area, but you haven't been walking by faith. You've been going by feeling. Amen? And God has sent a word to you, even through someone else. But then you still leaning on your feelings to feel like whether that's the right word that should have been said, or do you feel like it's going to happen? That's why you haven't got no direction. Amen? So God wants to regulate the activities in the course of our life. He wants to do that. It is not God's will nor his nature just to leave you out there. If you're out there, it's you that walked away from the Lord. Amen? Now, let us get into the meat of this. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And we're talking about being directed. But here we're going to talk about recognizing the three. And you're saying, well, recognize the three. What is the three? In order to be directed. Because what has happened, And I explained to you what this God faith really is, and we have not walked in this God faith in recognizing this three in order to get direction from God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Now let's look at this. Amen. Glory to God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, 6. It said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Not some of it, not a piece of it. Okay. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Don't lean onto what you, your own thoughts, your logic. Okay. We're messing up. Verse 6 said, but he said, in all thy ways. And there go that word all again, not some of it. In all thy ways. Okay. Acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Okay. Now, here's the interesting, one of the interesting words in that verse is the word acknowledge. And in my looking at the word of God, I went to look up the word acknowledge to see what does that word really mean, to acknowledge. And I want to give you definition of the word acknowledge, and it's three things carried in this one definition. That's why the title of this message is Recognizing the Three to Be Directed. We must recognize this three to be directed, but it has to be in faith. The word acknowledge means to recognize the rights, authority, or status of. Let me say it again. To recognize the authority, rights, or status of. In order for us to be led or directed by God, we must recognize the rights, authority, and status of God. Now, get this. As we get ready to go into Scripture, when I'm talking about recognizing the authority, right, and status of God. I'm talking about in faith. Remember, in releasing our faith, we must confess and put action to. So this recognizing God's right, authority, and status is not only by you just talking about it, but putting action to it. Mm-hmm. Now, we must recognize God's right to regulate your life. We must recognize God's authority in regulating your life and the status to regulating your life. You understand what I'm saying? First of all, let's go to First Corinthians chapter 6. First Corinthians chapter 6. I want to, hallelujah, go into the word of God on this as we talk about this three, okay? And hear about Shatta, since the Holy Ghost. The angel of the Lord comes to tell us that God said he will help us and direct us as our faith will be. Did you hear that? See, faith has to be coupled into this recognizing these three things, the rights, authority, and status of God, and the releasing of this faith must be done in the recognizing of these three. So in other words, you're not just confessing, but you're actually putting action to it. You're showing it, okay? That's why he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Look what the word of God said. He says, now remember, he's talking to Christians. Before we go any further, let's get that straight. Too many Christians are trying to apply the word of God to the sinners. One of the things that they need to know is about confessing the Lord Jesus Christ, okay, and getting saved. But to just apply the word being to them, no. He's talking to Christians. He wasn't talking to sinners. In verse 20, he said, ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So in recognizing or acknowledging the rights of God, that God has the right to regulate our life, the activities of our life. Why? Because he bought us with a price. He gave himself for us. He redeemed us. So we got to acknowledge that he has the right to regulate the activities of our life. He has the right to regulate the course of our life. He has that right. Amen. Hallelujah. And some Christians act as though that he doesn't. Oh, by the mouth, they claim, oh, Jesus died for me, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes down to their life, now that he has saved them, they still think that their life's their own. See, you see what the scripture is showing us here is that we belong to God. That's why the Bible says you're bought with a price. When you buy something, it belongs to you, don't it? If you go buy a car, go to the car lot, buy a brand new car. You put the money down, you put all the money, whatever, and buy the car. It belongs to you. It don't belong to the car lot people no more. Amen. Amen. It belongs to you. And it will look it wouldn't look kind of funny. It would look real bad after you done bought the car. The people on the car lot stop you and say, hey, don't turn the air conditioner on your car. Let's say it's the summertime. They tell you, don't turn the air conditioner on. Why? We just don't want you to turn it on. How is they going to regulate and tell you what to do with what belongs to you? Huh? You understand what I'm saying? So we got to acknowledge that Christ has the right. I mean, I ain't talking about you just talking about it. I mean really showing that's what you believe. That he has the right to regulate your life. He has the right to regulate which way you go in this life. He has the right to regulate the activities of your life. You got to acknowledge that. You got to recognize that, not just by words in your mouth, but you got to show it. Amen. If he don't want you to get in certain activities, you got to say, no, I ain't getting to it. Why? Lord says so. Amen. Some of us are too scared to even say that. We got friends and stuff. We just afraid that our high friends don't treat us because we tempted now. We saved. We for the Lord now. See, that's why some people, you know, that's why even some sinners don't want to get saved yet. They don't want to surrender their life to Christ. They want to keep on doing what they want to do. They want to keep on being liked by everybody. Okay? Because when you talk to them about surrendering their life to Christ, they say, I ain't ready yet. And it's sad to say some that have accepted Christ as Lord, still in that position, they're not willing to do that. Amen. Amen. So we got to acknowledge the right. Christ has the right, okay, to regulate the activities of our life. He has the right. Do you believe that? Remember, the angel of the Lord said he would direct us as your faith would be. Amen. And remember, faith coming by hearing the word of God. So can you hear this word? For 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. Can you hear it? Do you hear it? Are you heeding it? Showing that you were bought with a price. That means he has a right. You belongs to him. He has a right to regulate it. Glory. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. Let's look at that. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. We were bought with a price. Look what he says in the next chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. He says, ye are bought with a price. And the second time within two chapters he said it, like he's trying to get this point really over to us. Be not ye the servants of men. Okay? In other words, don't be caught up as to what meant to pleasing and serving men more than you are serving God. Because some people are just servants of men. It's just whatever man say, that's what they do. Not God say. Man tell you, it's all right going to the party. We all drinking it all now. There ain't nothing wrong with it. It's all right for you to participate in it. And you just run and just do it because they said it. When God be telling you to abstain from the appearance of evil, be wise in the way of the Lord, and you want to disregard that, then when you talk to the Lord, say, Lord, I want to go to this search party, get together stuff, and God let you know by his spirit, no, not to go, that's not wise, and you're going, wait, and now you all upset. So you decide you're going to go anyhow because Cousin Joe, who was your close cousin, told me, said, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Go there, man. You ain't got to drink. You just go and get some money for it, man. Just because you get money for it, that don't mean you drink, you know, and all that stuff. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we have to acknowledge by faith, not once again, not just saying it, but standing on it, acknowledging or putting action to it that, hey, he has the right. We got to treat Jesus like he has the right, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. 2 Peter, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Remember, once again, when you recognize the right of God, you recognize, hey, he has the right to tell me, because, see, I belongs to him. I was bought with a price. You understand what I'm saying? If they buy the car from you, you just sold the car to this person and they bought the car from you, how you going to tell them what to do with their own car? It's theirs now. They got the right to do what they want to do with that car. They bought that car, okay? They bought that car and the car started talking and telling the owner, said, man, I ain't going to do that. You can't tell me to do that. Yes, you can. He had the right to tell you that. Why? Because he bought you. We were bought with a price, people. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. You know, heresies is something that causes is these doctrines and stuff that causes separation and division in the body of Christ. And it's not of God. Say, even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And see, Peter said the Lord bought you. Okay. But see, some people are getting to a point that they even denying that God had bought them, God had redeemed them, okay? Because they're taking in these heresies, these teachings from false teachers, amen? And that's what some of us are doing. We're listening to false teachers tell us this and that and getting us to a point where we're denying that God has the right to control our life or to regulate our the activities of our life or the way or the course of this life that we should go. We're getting to a point now. We're listening to all these off-the-wall teachings and a lot of these other religion teachings because we want to be at peace with them, that we're getting to a point that we're not recognizing truthfully. I mean, we're getting to a point, not only are we not showing it by putting action to it, we're getting to a point that even with the words of our mouth, we won't recognize that Christ has the right. Oh, yeah, he has the right. He has the right. We was bought with a price. We belong to him. So he has the right to regulate the activities of our life, what goes on in our life. He has the right. He has the right to regulate the course that we go by in this life. He has the right. Why? We were bought with a price. We are the car. He bought us. He bought the car. How the car going to tell the owner? You can't tell me what to do. Okay? You want me to go fast? I ain't going fast. Because I'm my own. No, you ain't. And see, that's how some Christians are being today, and we wondering why we ain't being directed by God. Because we think we're our own. And that we don't have to be directed by him. But you're missing the point badly. You're missing the point badly. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22. Now, we got to recognize the rights of God. But remember, acknowledge also means to recognize the authority of God. That he's over us, Christian. Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go to verse 20 and stop at verse 22. It said, which he, which is the Lord God, wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality. See, Christ is seated above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. This is the word of God. So Christ is the head over the church. Who is the church? Not the building, it's the people. Saved people, born again, believe people. Which means that by him being the head, he has authority. And not only is the church is also called his body. See, the head sends messages to different parts of your body. If you want your hand to pick up something, the message comes from your head or from the brain in your head. Send the message to your hand picks it up. Why? Because the head has the authority. See, my head don't have authority over your body. I can't think. And to tell your hand to lift up something. No. Amen. And so when he said acknowledge him before all our ways, we got to acknowledge and recognize his authority. That he is the head. Think about your earthly jobs here on earth. And you have a supervisor over you. Okay. What do you think going to happen if you don't acknowledge him or recognize him as your head? Not only with just your words in your mouth, okay, but in your action. If every time he telling you to do something, you're doing the opposite, or you ain't doing nothing, period, or that when you go around people and the people in the place of the building where you're at and they say, hey, it's your supervisor. You say, that ain't my supervisor. And you keep talking like that. How much longer you think you're going to be on that job? And then if the work you have to do, you need to direction concerning what to do. If you don't acknowledge your supervisor as the head, how are you going to get true direction? Now, I guarantee you, if you call yourself saying, I'm not going to acknowledge him, and run to somebody over him that has authority over him and try to get your direction from him, I guarantee you the majority of them in these companies is going to say, why didn't you tell your supervisor? And once they pick up that you're the type that you won't listen to your supervisor, whom that company has put an authority over you, you won't do what he says, you do the opposite, or you don't do nothing at all, guess what they're going to do with you? Okay? They're going to fire you. Amen. And you can't get no direction. If you ain't acknowledging your supervisor, you can't get no direction on doing some work. You know, just about most of all your jobs, I don't care if you have learned your job, you're going to need some direction in something dealing with your job from someone over you. So if you ain't willing to recognize the authority that they have over you, see, the Bible tells us by you being the church or being the body of Christ, Christ is your head. That means he has authority over you. And if he has authority over you, then that means that you got to hear what he tells you to do. Just like, once again, if that hand needs to pick up something, that head sends the message to it, and that hand has to obey. If that hand doesn't obey, the message being sent from the brain or from the head to say, hey, pick that up, then that's an abnormality. There's something wrong. Amen. And so even on your job, if your supervisor is sending an authorized word for you to do something, but you don't do it, or you do the opposite, you're not fully being directed. And see, that's how it is with God. God said, acknowledge him before all thy ways, and he will direct your path. You got to recognize his authority over you. And by him having authority over you, once again, he's over your life. He's over the activities of your life. And that's why some of you can't be directed, but because you wants to go where you wants to go, you wants to do what you wants to do. And you don't want to hear the word of God. That's why some of you won't study the word of God. God told me that back in the year 2000, that one of the reasons why people won't study the word, because the word of God is showing them something about themselves. I get that. When he first told me, I got it. I got that. And some people think that because if they don't read it, oh, God can't hold me accountable about it. You know, I can always tell them I don't know. Well, see, now you really insulting God because you're calling him dumb, like he don't know no better. He knows that you ain't even tried to get in that word because you don't want to obey. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to recognize the authority of God. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Going to look at verse 3. Amen. And look what it says. Paul says, but I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Okay? Amen. Christ is the ultimate head of man or woman, period. His authority is the highest you can go. You can't go over Christ's head when you feel like you don't want to do what he says, thinking you're going to go to somebody higher that will overrule him. You can counsel that. That's the highest you can go, buddy. as it said on the job, you know, you hear the word buddy, say, oh, buddy, it's the highest you can go. But when you're walking by faith, which faith is not feelings, that even though you may feel a certain way, when the word of God says do this or don't do that, then you'll do it because you believe that God knows best. And see, by faith, you acknowledge he has the authority over your life. If you don't believe that from the word of God, this is why we study the word. Because the word tells you this. The word tells you that Christ is the head. Okay? Now, if you're reading that and you reject that or don't hear it, then you're not walking by faith, and therefore you can't be directed. Amen. That's why some of us have done stuff. You find out later on Jesus didn't tell you to do it. Why? Because you didn't want to hear direction concerning doing this thing from God. You wanted to do it your own way. And you didn't want to acknowledge his authority. And understand this, people. This acknowledging of the authority of God is a daily thing. This is not a seasonal thing. This is not somewhere you pick Christmas time that you want to hear what God say. But after Christmas time, we can go back to our old self. None of that. This is a daily thing. Okay. You know, God had been, you know, that's one of the other things he had dealt with me about in my life personally about that. You know, he began to open up some things in my life personally. Amen. That I missed. So to be directed by God, first we got to acknowledge he has the right to regulate your life, the way you go about in this life, and what you do. You got to acknowledge, not just with your mouth, but with your actions to show that I acknowledge that God has the right to tell me what to do. Next, you got to acknowledge that he has the authority over you. You ain't over him, but he's over you, okay? As we've been seeing in the scriptures here. Have you ever come across some people on the job, I know some of y'all listen to me here, that they try to tell their supervisors what to do. Make you want to stay away from them, don't. You just sit there sometimes and shake your head and look at them, you know, because their supervisors say, okay, we need to do this. And they're telling them, nah, we don't need to do that, and we need to do that, blah, blah. And sometimes they're going back and forth with their supervisor, or they just tell them, we don't need it, and blah, and they go and just doing other stuff. And some of you have looked at him and said, man, I wouldn't want to work with him. Because I wouldn't be able to tell him nothing. Okay? Amen. Recognizing the authority of. And the third thing is we need to acknowledge or recognize his God's status. His status. I can go with many scriptures on the God's status, but I want to go to one or two specifically. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44. And let's look at something here. Isaiah 44. Verse 6 and 8. And look what the word of God says. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6 says, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. And who as I shall call and shall declare and set in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming and shall come, and let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time and have declared? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Did you hear that? We got to acknowledge his status, first of all, as being God in our life, the ruler, the one that rules. Okay, we got to acknowledge that by faith. Once again, not just by confessing it, but showing it. Okay, show it. Thank you, Jesus. Is everybody going to agree with you showing it? No, I mean, hey, sinners, no. But you have to show it. Amen. And this is the reason why the Lord had Elijah to tell us that he would direct us as our faith would be, because we have to be in the faith to acknowledge these three things, the right, the authority, and status of God. Okay. And see, what happens is some of God's people is not in the faith. So they don't, as I say, fully acknowledges it. I mean, it is talked about, but not to the degree where not only is confessed with a true heart, but it is shown with a true heart. Amen. I know that in these last days, in fact, let's look at one more scripture on this. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Look what the word says. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The only wise God. Okay. Satan is called the God of this world, but we have to acknowledge that God is wiser than him, that no one is more wiser than God. Do you believe that? Is his status in your life is the all-wise one? Or are you picking the wisdom of man over him, his wisdom? See, God will give you wisdom on what to do or what not to do certain things. And man will come back and tell you, man, that don't make no sense, man. What you doing? Okay? Can you imagine what they were saying to Noah in this time? He up there building an ark. It ain't rained for so long. Okay. Can you imagine what they were saying about him? I see Noah had to build that ark according to the direction God gave. Man to come along and say, hey, man, you don't need to use that kind of wood for that. Man, use that other kind of wood. And then you go and use that other kind of wood because they said it because you think that they're so wise. And that's another one of the reasons why some of us have not received direction in our life of God, because we have considered men wiser. And we haven't considered God being all wise. Amen. Glory to God. And that's not going to work out too well, people. So we got to recognize the three to be directed. Recognize the right, the authority, and status of God by faith now, in order for me to direct it. That's going to be the way that you be directed. It got to be like that. And it has to be by faith. So you hear quite a few people in church and testimony that say, I want to thank the Lord who's the head of my life. And that's said good in the testimony service. But when it comes to being out there and walking the life, you don't acknowledge him having authority in your life. And when he tells you to do, you do. You're still living like your own. Like you just belongs to you and no one else. And there are people who been in a bad state of struggle with that. And you're missing out direction. You're getting upset with God because you're saying God is not hearing you. And what has happened or have to happen is that you need to go back and check. Have you been recognizing him by faith? Once again, I want to put that words on there, by faith. Because I know if I say this to some of you, you'd be so quick, oh, Have you been showing it? Okay. Some people be in a certain situation, and you tell them, say, hey, why don't you take it to the Lord in prayer before you do that? And they get hot and explode like dynamite before you. And you be sitting there walking away thinking to yourself like, man, what did I say wrong? I just told them. They need to ask God. And boy, you know, I've seen it with people, for example. When I say people, I ain't talking about sinners. I'm talking about those who profess to be saved. I have seen it with those who, for example, looking to make a job change. And they talk to another fellow Christian and say, hey, man, you know, this job right here, I think about going for this job, man. They pay about $3 more an hour, blah, blah, blah. This thing. And that Christian brother, sister, they talk to said, well, you know what? I understand you. I said, but, you know, maybe, you know, you might need to ask the Lord first before you make a move. And boy, what they say that for. They say, oh, man, oh, I don't thank God, man, oh, blah. And then some of them say, well, I did ask, and I think he wants better for me, you know. And you be walking away from there wondering, what did I say wrong? You know, what is it? What did I do? But see, the thing in a nutshell is this, that by you pointing them to acknowledging God, see, many of them, what has happened, they had not recognized God as having a right to tell them to go for the other job, or they don't even recognize him as having the authority to tell them whether to do it or not to do it. They don't recognize that. Amen. I remember the job I'm on now. Lord said the same. This coming April will make 20 years I've been on there, and I've actually just only worked in two departments, the one I'm in now, and I worked in the one before that. And I remember when I first started working there in that department I was in before this one, I had been in that department about when I ended up switching departments, I was like, I don't know, a week or so away from 4 years in that one department. And I remember the job opening came up on the board for a sawman, and they had it actually for a third shift, which is the graveyard shift. Now, yes, it paid more hour, but I had to go ask the Lord whether that's a move to make, or do he want me to go that route? Because I had to acknowledge that, you know, his rights and his authority over me. I had to acknowledge it. Now, I could have just went on, you know, without acknowledging him, okay? And got in some trouble. So when I went to pray and ask him, he witnessed to me by the Spirit, said, yes, put in for it. And here's the thing, when you do it God's way, your stance is a lot greater. Because believe you me, when I put in for that job, and they sent me word back that I got it, my supervisor in that department I was in actually, in a sense, tried to talk me out of taking that job. Because he brought up and said, well, what if they have a layoff, man? You'll be the first in there, blah, blah, blah. I told myself, I'm not worried about that. I mean, which I wasn't, because God gave me the okay to go and put in for that job. Amen. So, if you're not receiving direction, I would check my faith in that area of these three that I named. Have I been properly acknowledging or recognizing God's rights in my life, his authority in my life, and his status in my life? Have I been doing that? Or have I just been doing my own thing? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm grateful for this opportunity and time. And, you know, since I've been thus far off this week, the Lord has been dealing with me on some things. This is one of them. We're dealing with faith. And God, you know, when we all get to a point where we sit down and say, Lord, I need you to deal with me personally. Because I know And you know in your life when you're missing it. You know many times in your life when you haven't been doing what you're supposed to be doing and all that blah, blah. You know when you're missing it. Okay? You know that. And, amen. So, I'm just grateful for this day. But the angel of the Lord was sent to tell us, say, hey, God will help you and direct you as your faith will be. So our faith has to be present. Paul said in Hebrews 11 and 1, he said, now faith is. Faith operates now. He said later faith is, or used to be faith is, no, or faith was. He said now faith is. Faith operates in the now. Okay, not the late on, but the now. Amen. Praise be to God. So keep that in mind, you know, as you go about your life here now. Because see, the people that Christ is coming back for is the people that he was able to direct who recognize his right, his status, and his authority in their lives, that they may be led. Now, is it a challenge in our flesh? Sure it is, because sometimes you just be wanting to up and do it, then sometimes you got to watch the enemy talking to you, okay? Sometimes you just want to, you know. And I want to say this to some of you who looking for a mate. Okay, you want to be directed to who is the right one. If you don't acknowledge God as being, if you don't acknowledge his right to tell you, you know, how to go about doing this thing by his spirit and in his word, if you don't acknowledge or recognize he has the authority over you to tell you either yes or no with this person, or his status as being God in your life, the ultimate one, the ruler, then you can't be directed, meaning you're going on your own, meaning you're headed for trouble. Simple as that. And I'm telling you, he has to be recognized and acknowledged in your life. He has to be. If you want to pick the right one, because it's important. Man, I can't stress the degree of importance in this time that you choose the mate that is in the will of God. Because if you don't, you're going to catch mayhem. You're going to catch mayhem. You're going to, and, you know, plus those men and women must realize that a marriage, especially when it's okay by God, is not a marriage where you just focus on your careers and just building a, quote, family. Now, part of that is involved, but what some miss out on is that husband and wife is to work in the ministry together. God did not just, remember, when God pulled Eve out of Adam, he said, it's not good for a man to be alone, but he needed to help me. That's what the woman is, a help me. She don't help him just by cooking pancakes. That can be a help. But that's not the only thing that God wants her to be a help to in his life. Remember in the Bible, there was Aquila and Priscilla. They were the husband and wife team. tag team duel, praise God, spouting the word, you know, to this man that the scripture speaks of. And, you know, here's the thing about it, that when you acknowledge, once again, that God has the right. For example, think of yourself. You just bought something from the store. You just bought a cake from the store. And you decide when you get in the parking lot, you want to eat it. The people in the store can't come out to you and tell, say, hey, don't eat that cake now. You bought it. It belongs to you. Amen. And so you have the right. He has the right. Christ has the right. We need to quit talking about what he did. And what I mean quit talking about, I don't mean just don't say nothing about it, period. I'm talking about quit just talking. I put it that way. Just talking about what he did and really believe and take heed to what he did and show action to show that, hey, I don't belong to myself. Amen. Just like the wives, they got to know that they don't belong to themselves. They belong to their husband. The husband got to know they belong to their wives. Okay? Amen. We're going to get it right one day. We're going to get it right. Amen. Thank God for the word of truth. I thank you for the word of truth. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of thy son, Jesus Christ, for this word. Father, I pray that everyone that's listening was touched by your word today, that you would strengthen them, open their eyes, understanding in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you and I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise be to God. Thank God for all you listening. Lord, say the same. I'll be back tomorrow. Look for the advertisement. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Behold.